Yo, welcome to the Slim and Q podcast. It's your boy Q.
And this is your boy Slim. And we are here to discuss current topics in sports, music, culture, and more. Roll up.
Now that we got our minds right, let's get to it.
Yo, what's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Slim and Q podcast. It's your boy Slim.
And it's your boy Q.
Rome is in the house.
Yo, what's good?
What's up, everybody? How was everybody's 4th of July?
Nigga, that shit was straight. Niggas was cooler. Word. I went to Darien Lake. That shit was lit. It wasn't too many people in that motherfucker. Yeah, they was mostly in the water. It was okay. Like, I'll say this. Niggas know how long that Superman line be. Yeah, every
you gotta
trip.
Get that out there. You gotta get
That's
it out
the ready. First fucking shit niggas gotta get to when they get in.
You gotta get it out ready.
Bruh. I got to that bitch.
Did you tell me
five
last
minutes.
Time that Ziggy was finally old enough?
Yeah.
Tall enough? Did he
didn't get on that. He not tall enough for that ride.
Okay.
Yo, bro. Okay, so I found out, nigga, I'm like 2.5 inches away from not being right roller coasters.
Oh,
nigga, I'm like 73, 74 inches. The cutoff is 76.
Well, you're too tall.
Oh,
nigga. Yo.
You know what? I was on a Superman, and my feet was getting so close to the fucking bar. I'm like, yo, I'm not right. I can't do this.
Anymore. Yeah, son. We just, it's about over for us,
and
bro.
Then, you know, when you hit that low turn, you're
yeah.
going to
yeah,
work.
Yeah, bro. That's why I never sit over there. I always sit on the opposite side. So,
that's a wrap for me. I'm 6'4". How tall are you?
I'm 6'5".
6'5".
So, yeah. So, nigga, yeah. We almost close to there. You can't ride it no more.
I'm just a regular 6.
You lucky, though, bro, because that means you can ride the bitches in whatever ride. Yeah.
All right, so... It was some earthquakes yesterday.
Oh,
there was some
man.
Earthquakes all weekend.
It was just bad weather. It's just been bad weather this weekend.
I think the real earthquake what happened was when Kawhi made his announcement.
Let's get to the basketball shit.
The whole fucking world was waiting on Kawhi.
Yeah.
Yo, I want to read a clip from Chris Broussard.
Yeah, he a smart dude. He like the for me, he like the number two when it comes to analysts on ESPN.
Now he on Fox.
Or Fox. Well, yeah. As far as analysts. But he, because I don't really fuck with Skip, and I don't really fuck with
Skip
Max.
A troll.
Max Kellerman a troll too, bro.
Yeah. They are trolls.
How y'all feel about Stephen A. Smith?
He the GOAT.
Yeah, he tried.
He the GOAT.
He tried to keep it real.
He tried to keep it real, and he tried to keep it really like.
He got to keep it cordial as well, because he know he.
He got a lot of relationships and shit. He got a lot of information.
So all right, so this is Chris Broussard, though. This is what this nigga said July 4th at 10 o'clock in the morning. Kawhi update. Raptors had a strong meeting yesterday. Drake heavily involved. having Kawhi involved with his OVO record label. Kawhi in deep soul searching wants Lakers. But wants to make sure Big Three will fit. Clippers out. It's between Lakers and Raptors. Very close.
Shit.
He said this July 4th. So I'm thinking it's just the Raptors and Lakers.
Right.
Clippers out of here, bro. Chris Broussard, that's what you said, right? I'm getting paid for that, bro. You getting paid for shit like this.
Kawhi laugh at you, bro.
So what was I doing last night? I was at work. And I was tuning into the Zion shit. And Zion made his debut.
Let's get to that first. Let's get to that first. Zion, yeah, let's get into Zion first. Because
Let's start in the crime.
Yeah, let's start order, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. So yes. Zion made his debut last night in the summer league, of course against the fucking Knicks. What kind of bullshit is that? You know what
that's
like?
That's the whole fact.
That's like me losing out on this girl to some other nigga.
And they're going to chill with that nigga.
Nah, then they come to my job and eat. I work at a fucking restaurant. And they come into my shit and fucking order all the food and I got to cook the fucking food. Are you bitch?
Yeah, that is crazy.
And this nigga giant. What was your first impression?
Is exactly what I said. Nope, he is exactly what I thought that he was gonna be in a league. I said this shit when he was in college, bro. I was saying this shit way before they was before he even got to the league that he was gonna be this type of player in the league. He has no jump shot. He barely plays defense. He's only a dunker. He's good for it, but. You got to have a bigger and better game in the NBA. You can't be one-dimensional. And I said he was going to be very much so.
What I didn't like about how the game was set up yesterday, the Pelicans still have three players hung up in the Lakers trade.
Yeah.
So they didn't even have their young guys to get them. So it really just Zion by itself.
But, I mean, shit, still. No, it was some niggas balling.
Really just Zion. And he was taking on the Knicks versus Kevin Knox, had a full year of NBA development. We got a, you know, our
time.
Nah, what it did, Fred Jackson, nigga sleep on homie.
He was, you know what I mean? He didn't look like an NBA player.
Nah, but here's the thing. Zion has the body build of a LeBron James.
Yeah, nobody
Not
thought,
no average basketball player.
Nobody thought Kobe would be... Zion has this.
But LeBron. Zion had that LeBron type effect in college, bro. Like you gotta remember.
You love LeBron is at the fucking summer game.
Still young.
Think about this. LeBron was averaging 25, 5, and 5 his first year in the league.
So what are some things I did that you liked about with Zion? That nigga is
he's strong as shit.
He's not gonna be bullied by these niggas.
No, he not, and he will dunk on the bitch. Just like but that's what I counted on him to do. That's what I counted on him to be. I wasn't expecting him to be.
I'm gonna be excited to see him with Lonzo.
See, it's gonna be Lob City over in New Orleans.
No,
that's just the biggest thing for me. Just to see him
thing,
at least play. And he already injured though, bro.
I don't like how they traded AD, bro. They would have kept AD with Zion.
Nah. AD made the smartest move. He did. That'd he really nice. Did. Because honestly, AD at this point in his career needs to solidify himself. Everybody trying to pass him the torch. But
piggybacking off LeBron ain't going to, you know what I mean?
It happened to Chris Bosh. It happened for Chris Bosh.
So we going to, you think?
He the next Chris Bosh.
Let's get into this. All right, so
we ain't getting to your Knicks yet. How do you think the Knicks look? Off rip.
Kevin Knox ruined the whole shit. When Kevin Knox got his fucking cookies took, I turned the whole shit up, throw the whole season out, get this nigga off the team, bro. Get out of here, bro. Embarrassing. Embarrassing. The Knicks were fucking him.
What about RJ Barrett? Get the fuck on TV. What about RJ Barrett?
I ain't fucking with him.
You're not liking him?
He's just whatever, bro. Like that nigga.
He can score. He can score. He proved himself.
He needs the ball, though. He needs the ball.
Yeah, they didn't give him a ball enough, like, but bro, RJ could score in the league.
We're not about to do this ISO bullshit.
Yeah.
But we are going to do it because we don't have anything.
Y'all ain't got shit. Yeah.
What are we going to do? Just do anything. Just do anything.
Julius Randle was definitely the best pickup y'all could have possibly did.
I like that nigga, bro. I like Randle, but that's
because he's going to give you a double-double.
That's just not what we need right now.
Mm-mm.
Randle would be awesome as a role player for
the Clippers. Knickerbocker team. Nah, he'd be a good Nick
right now.
But they just need to get some shit.
If we got Randle with KD and you know Kemba, and then we added Randle in there.
Kemba?
He with Boston.
He with Boston. Yeah.
All right. So before we get to Kawhi, I read something earlier. This nigga KD was coming to the fucking Knicks, bruh. Then fucking, he let Kyrie talk him into fucking going.
Brooklyn,
like,
yeah.
When are you going to make a decision for yourself, KD? When are you going to fucking, now you just, why is you following niggas? You are the alpha dog in this whole situation.
Technically.
Why are you following fucking Kyrie?
Kyrie only got one ring.
So now this is my thing. Now I'm starting to be like, okay, compartmentalize everything. I got a couple days to simmer down. KD signed a 4-year deal, right? He gonna miss this whole year.
Yeah.
On the wash, right?
He was already playing second fiddle to Steph Curry.
Nah, he wasn't.
Nah.
And you would think that, but
he wasn't though. We all know the deal.
We know the deal. Now we know the deal. For real.
When it's winning time, KD,
they was on his give him the ball. I would say he is, but he also is a leader. He's just one of those leaders that got to get pushed into the leader role. And right now, we figured him going to the Knicks was going to be that leader role for him.
So look, he's hurt. This whole year is a wash, right? So he comes back next year. What is KD next year, right?
Right. You know what I mean? Who knows?
What is the NBA going to look like next year?
And that's the beautiful thing. What is the NBA going to look like?
So I pretty much say you pretty much wasting 2 years of KD. KD's like, I don't know, 2 years?
But how about this? Think about this.
You're thinking that's going to
be In the next 2 years, there will be more free agents. Nice free agents here's the thing. I feel like the Nets right now are playing for the next 3 years. They're trying to set themselves up for the next 3 years. Yeah, not this year, for the next 3 years.
I don't see Kawhi doing anything. I mean,
Kyrie's not going to do too much. Nah, he not.
They got a nice squad.
They're just going to stay active. They're going to stay relevant. When it comes time, I feel like within the next 2 years, because you got to think, they got to have some draft picks and all of that shit. So they're planning for that. They're trying to get some, and it's cool because now you're going to have people wanting to come to Brooklyn as far as, right. Like, it's a transition from how everybody wanted to play in Madison Square Garden. Now it's going to be in Brooklyn. Niggas is going to be wanting to play there.
I
want to
take that same theory to the West Coast.
Right.
You had everybody wanting to play Staples Center to go see the Lakers. Now, the Clippers is right there with them.
But here's the thing, man.
So let me tell you. We watching that shit, and then there's a fucking earthquake.
A fucking whole earthquake.
7.1 magnitude earthquake.
Nigga, the shit up there. That shit was moving, bro.
All that shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, god damn.
In reality, that was Lakers fans crying because this nigga Kawhi.
Or was that the Knicks fans too?
Nah, because
tell you, it happened in the time where y'all was up and then y'all started going down.
No, nigga. Why the fuck did the Knicks cancel the meeting with Kawhi Leonard? Did they fucking say, we don't want to sign KD because it's Achilles. They fucking canceled the meeting with Kawhi because they didn't want to miss out on free agents.
And they didn't want Chris Paul.
You didn't want to miss out on Julius Randle for Kawhi Leonard. You didn't want to miss out on Taj Gibson for Kawhi Leonard. You didn't want...
The podcast going to be like this all day, people. Now we can see we wanted to see all of the trades, all of the free agents, everything that happened. We want to see all the moves. Dropped.
Kawhi was the last domino.
Now it's summer league and people are starting to play.
That's what I want to know. Somebody need to get fired.
Yo, bruh. I got to think about this. You have to think about this. Remember, I said this maybe a few podcasts ago. It's not about the Knicks organization that KD wasn't interested in. It was about the management.
Yeah.
It was about the owners and shit like that. It was those people. Now, when you fucking up like that. If you still got old boy in the office, then they not fucking with him.
That's trash, man.
Because who knows what this nigga going to be on.
Do you cancel the meeting? You fucking miss 100% of the shots you don't take, bro.
That's a fact.
You could have fucking brought Kawhi in and brought 1,000 strippers.
Even if
in
you didn't offer, get it, you could have just, you could at least put something in this nigga's face.
This nigga Drake, okay, Kawhi is the most introverted nigga we know. Introverted superstar we know.
Right.
This nigga Drake trying to get this nigga on OVO.
He trying to do everything to stay there.
Anything.
Please, nigga, don't leave.
This
the
nigga
fuck?
LeBron, like, nigga, I'll make you a goddamn monster on Space Jam 2. This nigga, like, these niggas trying to
get your piece of Blaze, anything,
but
nigga.
Low key, this nigga Kawhi was trying. This
Kawhi
shout
said
out
no.
To what?
Yo.
Really, nigga?
This give it to Kawhi for being his own man.
He facilitated that whole part.
Give it to Kawhi. Give it to Kawhi for being his own man and say, I'm going to go to a team and I'm going to let somebody else come with me.
So this is the
fuck
whole deal
that.
With the Paul George situation.
I respect it.
Okay, I'm like, oh, this nigga went to the Clippers. I'm shocked he went to the Clippers because Chris Bouchard, dumbass, was like, the Clippers out of here. No chance. So I'm like, okay. It's two teams. This nigga went to the Clippers. I'm like, oh,
okay,
shit.
Okay, I have a question now. I have a question. I have two questions. Does PG and Kawhi play the same position? and or who plays what position?
Right, they are the same position.
They are the same position.
But
so it's like who plays what now?
Let me get to the.
Would you put PG at the three?
No, wait. Let me get to how this shit broke though. The fucking, I'm like, oh shit, this nigga went to the Clippers. That's crazy. Then 5 minutes later, they like, this nigga, Paul George got traded. What the fuck, bro? Like,
yeah.
I didn't see none of that coming.
Nah,
like,
nobody seen PG going anywhere for I seen him leaving because I seen how on edge he was about, if you watch the last series with the Blazers, you could kind of see how he was getting fed up.
He wasn't hooping either, though.
He was hooping, but he was
fucking up, too.
I think he averaged like 26.
He was missing free throws in the fourth quarter. Then he let Dame send this nigga the fuck home, bro.
He was over it. That's why, bro. He was over that whole Westbrook shit. Thing, though.
It wasn't about Westbrook.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So, the whole time, this nigga Kawhi talked to Paul George like 5 days ago when free agency started. Like, yo, make it happen. So Paul George goes to OKC, like, yo, trade me now. And OKC did it.
Yeah.
So
what do we think about how OKC is going to bounce back?
Hold on. So OKC called up Toronto first. So Kawhi was like, the first offer was with Toronto. So Kawhi was like, yo. So wherever Paul George got traded to, that's where Kawhi was probably gonna go. If they made that move for Toronto,
he would have stayed.
And I guess he told the Clippers, if y'all niggas get Paul George, I'm coming. So the first deal with Toronto was they tried to get fucking OKC was like, take Westbrook too.
Facts.
Take both these niggas. For fucking Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet. 4 first round picks, 2 unprotected. Yo, they got the.
I would have did it. I'm sorry. If I was OKC, I would have gave that shit up.
Toronto didn't want to do it because they didn't want to give up Siakam.
But Siakam, Siakam is a franchise player.
It is a close to pause.
He is a franchise player.
But my thing is, I see Siakam, he could be in the same boat the way I saw Tristan Thompson and what's the other nigga?
You can't put them in the same category.
Clint Capella. Them niggas had nice little breakouts. They kind of little power for
okay,
it.
Real you're
good
going with
breakouts.
That.
Capella, I thought Capella was gonna be fire, bro.
He is though.
And he just kind of, you could expose these niggas.
You know why? Because it's the front
if
court.
You play
I mean,
small
it's the back
ball,
court. It's the
if
back
you
court.
Play small ball, you could expose. They don't got if he can't hit that outside shot, they're useless.
That's why Pascal good.
Siakam fired.
That's why he good because he can play all over the court.
But my thing is,
they don't want to get out of.
If you Toronto, you already sacrificed DeMar DeRozan to make Kawhi come.
And then now you just got rid of Kawhi.
You won a championship. You got to keep this thing going. You got to do whatever the fuck it takes. If Kawhi say, y'all got to deport Drake in order for me to stay, niggas got to deport Drake.
Facts.
If this nigga say, y'all got to get Paul
George. He brought y'all first chip.
Get fucking Paul George, bro.
Y'all only chip. I don't think they ever going to win again. Toronto will never ever win another championship.
It's over. They back to what? Siakam and that's it.
They still got Kyle. Nah, man, Kyle, man, you
that's
can't. Nah,
that's
no, see, you did that last year on him.
We talking about playoffs. I'm not going on Kyle to lead them to the number one.
Oh, nah, that's not gonna happen again. But I'm saying they still got at least a couple of pieces that they can play around with. That'll still be deep. I mean, cause you got to think about it, dude. It's not the East that's really too deep.
I see the
East is trash.
Is the best team.
Yeah, Boston's still looking good, bro.
Nah, you trust Boston. You ain't trust Boston. All that shit.
Nah,
you
reason why? Because they have a Kemba Walker now. They have a Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker is way more consistent than Kyrie to me.
Okay.
And he's not injury prone.
But yo, Kemba is inexperienced deep in the playoffs.
But then
you right. Kyrie, and that nigga's a fucking walking band-aid.
They made their team stronger. Even though they got rid of Marcus Morris, which is okay. They still got some pieces over there that's hard playing. They got rid of Al Horford.
Right.
Cool. They still got pieces over there.
So let's dig into this West real quick. Let's dig into this.
That's where it's going to be.
Let's dig into this battle for L.A.
No, I think the Lakers still got it.
You think the Lakers are a better team?
Yeah. You got
the Clippers got more depth. They were already.
Hell nah.
They got.
You got fucking.
They were a 48-win team, and now they added Kawhi and Paul George.
Yeah, but they lost a couple of pieces, too.
They lost Gallinari.
And they lost. They lost a couple pieces.
They got a couple good teams.
But still, because you got Harold playing the big man. If that's the case,
he fired
him. Harold not a big man. He like a Draymond Green.
They got Zubac at the five.
Zubac,
the Lakers five. The Lakers man.
But Zubac now he not a 24-minute player. He's like a 13-minute.
He'll be a 13-minute player. He'll be fired on the second team.
They gonna play then a lot of small ball.
But then you got Lou Williams. You got a whole bench. The Lakers really have
the Lake. Yeah, that's the thing.
Players.
The Lakers got Kuzma. They got Kuzma.
LeBron and AD.
LeBron, AD, and they still they
Who
got
else
Cousins.
Is a starter, start. Okay.
They got but Cousins. And then you got Danny Green.
I'm playing Cousins in the Kawhi category. Danny Green is only going to show
but
up.
But no, you got to think about though. This. You got to think about this. He's playing with LeBron fucking James. Okay. He's going to make you better.
He's going to make Danny Green.
He's playing with Rondo.
A Mike Miller.
He's playing. Deal. He's playing. Who,
he
what's better, the young man that got just
he
got?
He better make his fucking threes.
To the Lakers. What's their point guard? They got Quinn Cook. They got some pieces. They got Caldwell Pope. They got what's that other young man?
They're not getting an edge to the Lakers, to the Clippers front office with Jerry West and Doc Rivers.
Yeah, man, I fuck with the Clips. I fuck with how the Clips is moving. And you know it's crazy how Jerry West went from being a complete Laker, a natural born Laker.
Yo, Dennis
to a Clipper.
Jerry West, he the one who set up the Warriors dynasty.
Yeah,
he the old architect of the Warriors was. So now he's about to get a Clippers problem.
He was the architect of the Kobe and Shaq too.
Yeah, yo. He may have not won out of any championships.
But he orchestrated every
he
one of them.
The Here's the fucking logo, and your nigga is the GOAT
he
GM.
He the orchestrator.
He the GOAT GM, bro.
Swear to God. So with the West being the way it is, we have we have the Lakers being a top contender. We have the Clippers being a top contender. We still got to think about the Nuggets being top contenders.
The fucking Blazers traded for Hassan Whiteside.
The Blazers going to be, they're going to look better because, well, I fuck with Plumlee and I fuck with Myles Leonard. I fuck with them both.
Who's the other nigga that got hurt? They got two big men. They got one big, their best big man got hurt in playoffs.
Leonard?
It might be, but it might be somebody else.
I fuck with them. I fuck with them. Like, they are both good for Portland because of the way they play ball.
It's wide open. It's wide open, but I got to put the Clippers. And Lakers
you gotta
one,
add,
two.
Yeah.
I don't.
But then you still got Golden State too. We get it. We don't. Let's not count on Golden State.
On
let's
Steph
not count
Draymond,
on. Yeah. Let's not. And Clay.
The Rockets.
Yeah,
Clay coming back.
The Rockets. They gonna be trash because they discombobulating
five,
right
six
now.
Seed.
They discombobulating. No, because now you gotta think about it. You still got Joker. With the Nuggets. You still
I'm getting
got
Nuggets, the third best team.
So you go Lakers, Clippers, either or.
I go Clippers first if I had to choose. Clippers.
Lakers.
Nuggets.
You got the Warriors.
I'll put the Blazers over.
You got Blazers. And but still, I'm saying that's the top five right there in the West right now. We missing like two or three teams.
What you
going
to do with Russ? Let's talk about OKC. Because remember when the first year after KD left? And it was just Russ by himself, and he won MVP that year.
Yeah, triple doubles.
He about to just go ham again.
No, then he don't got nobody to pass to. Steven Adams gone, ain't he?
No, they still got.
They still got him. They kept him. Okay, because remember
I
thought he was going up
that year. They had traded.
They
had Oladipo that year.
Shit, I don't know. I feel like.
How the fuck you go from how you lose KD, James Harden, Oladipo, Paul George. Ibaka in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing, bro? Cancel the whole fucking franchise and open back.
He just need to. Yeah.
Open the Supersonics back up because we done tried to give you niggas a fucking chance. Open the Sonics.
They
done, bro. Get them out of here,
yo.
Bro.
I swear to God, I would rather see Russ go to a team
than
stay in OKC, bro.
I would like to see.
He should go to the Knicks.
He should go to the Wizards with Bradley Beal. John Wall. I didn't know John Wall was out the whole year this year too.
Nah.
What Bradley Beal got to do something?
Because I'm going to say this. Him and Bradley Beal going to butt heads, bro.
This is my thing. If I'm the Knicks, if I'm going to make a Hail Mary attempt at anything in life.
I'm going for Russell.
I'm going for Russell Westbrook and Kevin Love right now. And then I'm going to have.
I didn't even remember. I forgot Kevin Love still played basketball.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
I completely forgot.
Somebody save him,
Kevin
bro.
Love. It was LeBron.
Yeah. LeBron ruined him, bro.
Nah, LeBron saved that man.
No, LeBron turned that into a spot-up shooter.
But if it wasn't for him, he wouldn't have no championship.
But still, you would be a star player, like, hooping still, at least.
Nah, he got injured.
He took that nigga identity,
and
bro.
Then it was over.
That's
after
what LeBron
that.
Do. LeBron gonna take your identity and make you a spot-up shooter. Pray for AD, bro.
No, because AD two different players. That ain't two different players, bro.
Because
AD not AD wasn't AD wasn't shooting the way Kevin Love was shooting in Minnesota.
AD not a shooter.
Yeah, he not a shooter. Yeah, he more so get that nigga in the ball in the post. He might hit a couple of outside shots if he coming down the backcourt. If say LeBron
AD
get a beer, he'd take it. But that's the beautiful thing about that order, because LeBron is at his age. He's at his maturity in the game to where he does not need to.
Oh, damn.
You said. All right. So we back. First off, let's drop one of the motherfucking clothes bombs for us. We got some shout outs we want to do. We in 10 countries across this nation. And we want to give a couple of shout outs to the people in the United States, the people of Saudi Arabia, the people in United Kingdom, the people in Belgium, Norway, Netherlands, I'm sorry. The people in Mexico, Colombia, Ukraine. And who else? What's the last one? And Canada and Kuwait. We want to shout y'all out, man. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate the support. We appreciate y'all listening to our podcast, man. We having a lot of fun, man. We hoping we giving y'all some great content, and we want y'all to keep listening and supporting. Tell some friends, man.
Shout out to the state of California.
They get a big bomb.
California been rocking with us.
Cali fuck with us, and we fuck with y'all, Cali. That's what's up.
We got some California love.
We appreciate that. We gonna fuck around.
You don't fuck with Snoop, you'll fuck with us, bro.
Yeah, that's if you don't fuck with Nips, you don't fuck with a lot of me, you don't fuck with us, bro. We good. So yeah, man, we appreciate y'all, man. We appreciate everything.
Right. All right. So, I want to go on a little rant real quick. I got a thing.
My nigga got a bonus.
It's a perception out here. It's a real big perception out here that iPhone or Apple is like, you know, high end, or, you know, it puts you in a higher whatever, you know what I mean? And like
MacBook Pro.
If you ain't got the blue, if you don't got the blues in the text message, you out of here. Everybody know I got two phones. I've been having two phones for years now. I got one iPhone, I got the iPhone 7 Plus, and I got the Samsung S9 Plus. Right, my Samsung is better than the iPhone. It's been like that for years now, bro.
Yeah,
it's crazy. The only way the iPhone is even good, to be honest, if I'm being really honest, is if it's jailbroken. Unless it's jailbroken, you lock. It's not much you could do with it as far as you know, customizing and being able to download third party apps and none of that shit.
Multitasking is a big one.
Right, you can't even download music unless it's through the Apple system. So my Samsung, I could just Google any song I want, hit download, boom. I could download any video I want, boom. I could get on YouTube, play a video, close it out, the little box stay up at the bottom. I could do whatever the fuck else I want. I could open up like 2-3 windows on my shit and
you
do
can,
whatever
you can,
I want.
Like this right here. You got this feature too.
Then I got the side drill. You got the side drill? My shit got the edge jewelry. Hold on. What you got going on? My shit got the edge jewelry. All that shit.
I got
Yeah.
Niggas can do this. I could literally be on the internet scrolling.
So if I'm trying to type some shit in, I don't gotta keep going back and forth. You gotta keep going back and forth between apps. But this one, you can open up two apps at once and be able to copy whatever you're doing. There's just so much
Android's extra so much shit, better, bro. Like,
you could download a whole
go back and forth between apps.
You can't still open. Like, you can't even play music.
It almost looked the same.
Nah.
But I can't do them at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You can't play music and
do anything.
Do anything with that.
Unless it's jailbroken iPhones and trash, bro. So I need that perception to change. Honestly, I stopped upgrading my phones. Like, we had, like, what, the iPhone XS, like, 11, whatever. I'm still at the 7 Plus. My iPhone Gucci.
Right.
My iPhone is Gucci.
I got the 7, just not, it's regular. It's not the Plus.
But how often do you use it? That's not your only phone, so you probably not on it.
I got my Android, too.
As much as a person with only an iPhone is probably consumed into their phone. You got a Samsung where you can do more, so you probably just throw that iPhone to the side for a second. You be in your Samsung a lot more because you can do more in that shit.
That's true.
So, I mean, it's different because...
And it got a fucking audio cord.
Yeah, the aux.
Like, how the fuck these niggas take the audio cord out and then sell it back to us?
That's exactly what
I gotta have an adapter now.
Yeah.
I can't charge my phone and play music with the shit at the same time.
That's crazy.
So my iPhone about to die, it's over for the music. But I hope you got a Samsung or goddamn the dual adapter shit.
Facts.
And then the adapter, that shit only worked for 3 months.
And then you gotta go buy another one. They crashed they shit, bro.
On purpose.
Purposefully for y'all niggas to go have to purchase the new shit. They took the iPhone Johns on to make y'all go pods. You know how much the fucking pods is, bro?
Didn't you know how easy it is to lose them?
Oh, baby. Let one fall out your ear, it's gone.
Damn.
They win. They skating.
They winning. Hell yeah. And then you know what? You can only kind of like transfer shit through the iCloud.
Right.
Like with what's the name? You could just toss it into the cloud, period.
Yeah.
Or I could even put tap phones with we could do the tap phone shit.
Yeah.
You seen the Raycon head joints? Ray J shits?
No.
Yeah, his earbuds. But I'm saying though, you can't configure those to iPhone. That's the thing. You can only use their buds with the iPhone.
Device, yeah.
You can't do that. Only Apple shit work with Apple shit. Mm-hmm. That shit is crazy. I never invest in Apple. That's an investment. Yeah. They phones are $1,000.
Keep dropping it.
Let me show y'all this new Samsung phone though.
Hell yeah, the
phone
shit.
See this shit, bro? It's finally 2019.
He said it's finally. Facts though.
Cause after I show you this, I want to get into some. Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's a fold. Samsung
look
fold.
At this shit.
That shit is fly,
like
bro.
A tablet.
It's a phone. It opens up to be a tablet.
Not even a big one, like a.
Yeah, just like a hand-sized tablet. Look at that shit. Just make your screen bigger. Close it. Turn back into the phone.
Fire.
That shit is hard. I see what you mean now. Now we finally in 2019, where there's futuristic shit.
Cause yo, I feel like we hit a law in the technological advancement because.
That we know of.
You can't dish it all out before we're ready. Mm-hmm. You see with the automated cars where the cars drive themselves, there's still so many accidents and it's just like, and then like we still don't got like.
Cause they trying to kill off people, bro.
Like why the fuck we ain't got cars that drive off of fucking water yet? Like why?
Yeah, they do. You just gotta be able to have money enough to buy them.
But not like regular for the public. Not no $20,000 cars.
They never have that. They never gonna have that. It'd never be that way. Regardless if they start everybody have flying cars, there's still gonna be cars that drive on the ground because people are not gonna be able to afford to get to flying. Some people are not gonna want to fly.
But yo, so that's like, the thing. How now? Think about it realistically. How can you have fucking cars flying in the fucking air, bro? Like, how?
You could. You could. No, wait. You could.
What if you run out of driving the ground?
What if you run out of fuel? What if you run out of fuel? You just gotta have cars dropping.
No. It'd be like an airplane. It'd be they run on like that type of fuel.
Airplane that can drive on the road.
No, and it just even airplane, but you can only go a certain distance. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it's
You can't just straight travel.
Because, yo, it's
air. You'll probably be able to travel, get up to like the 2 hours in the air, and then you got to come down. But then you don't want to do that because at the same time, it's like.
Too many.
Make it the size of one of them.
Look how.
You're not going to go as high as a plane, though. You're only going to get to a 10, maybe 1,000 feet, 15,000 feet. You'll be able to fly that type of stuff. Maybe up there. But when it comes to planes go 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 feet in the air. You can't get into their
that's what I'm saying. It's too much
to ride on the road for a certain amount of
Yeah.
It's too much airspace and regulations that's going on. You can't be flying over stadiums or you can't be flying
in
air traffic.
They make air traffic.
Yeah, they designate a place.
They make air traffic. Yeah, you have to. You only fly in these areas, and you have to learn those
areas
before you
can
do it.
What if there's an accident?
No, you have to learn. You have to learn it. You have to learn it.
No,
you got takeoff. Here's the thing: You can only go through airports to take off.
What if you crash with somebody else? You're gonna blow that shit up in the air.
It'll be the same thing as a. Yeah, it'll be the same thing as a plane. They don't. How many crashes do you see in a plane?
Air traffic.
But it's only two or three planes in the same vicinity.
Hell no. You think that? Hell no, it ain't.
There's gonna be hundreds of cars in the air at once.
Nah, it's not, bro. All together. Because niggas ain't gonna be able to afford it, and then same time, ain't nobody gonna want to do it. They gonna be scared. Cause not everybody's scared, and not everybody got to not afraid of heights. People are afraid of heights out here, so they're
like
not rolling.
I feel like we're in an age where it's time to start really integrating the internet and automation into our daily lives.
Nah, not me. I want people to still be able to learn.
That's the next
how to live
revolution.
Off the grid.
But nah, that's the next revolution, though.
But then at the same time, that shit will always have its malfunctions.
We
will always have its malfunctions.
We had an industrial revolution.
Like as far as the web and social media.
We're going to turn into robots.
If you go and look at, if you go into China, Japan, they really are more advanced than us.
And they robots, bro. They robots. Real talk, they are robots. They're told to do. They do what they're told. And they told to do something. And it's just like, yes, sir. Okay.
Nah, okay. It's not like that.
Man,
sometimes it is, but not really though. Like the people really live freely and do it. Like every half their shit is automated. Like
I know what you mean because like they say that like if they say in China or is it Japan or one of those places, you can literally get anything you want out of a vending machine. Literally anything, some hot food, it'll come right out of a fucking vending machine. Anything you want, some underwears,
there's
get it out
more
of the vending
people,
machine.
It's more like, people than them than us. So
yeah,
like,
it's billions of them niggas.
They gotta create more ways to be self-sufficient and
they can't get to everything. So they're gonna have to, they gotta have that type of stuff over there. Right. Whereas over here, we are a little bit smaller scale. So you get people like that, bro. People are gonna really start being on like fucking useless. People are gonna technically be you. They're not gonna do nothing. They're not gonna go nowhere if they can get everything brought to them and everything is at the palm of their hands for real, for real. What are people gonna? They're gonna just sit there and get fat, bro.
Maybe
and they not gonna do nothing with it. They gonna have.
But if I'm being productive,
is VR gonna be real?
But if I'm being productive,
everything gonna be
if
real.
If it's helping me be productive, then I don't see how.
Bro, when they bring virtual reality into situation, bro, that shit ain't, you know, niggas ain't leaving their houses, bro.
Because
I can live whatever life I want to. I can put this mask on. I can live whatever life I want to live.
You still got to eat. You still got to eat. Go to the bathroom. You still got to pay your bills.
But you can do all that in the house.
No, you can't pay your bills that way.
Yo, people going to find out how to make money on the internet. They ain't going to have to leave their house.
Then that's winning. That's winning.
That might be winning, but that's still making you lazy.
That's the American dream.
Facts. That's facts.
That's the American dream. Rack up and retire at 50.
That's a fact. I feel like VR gonna change the game, bro. VR really gonna change the game.
Yeah, I think it's gonna help. I think the biggest income. It ain't even gotta be, I think the biggest thing that is gonna help is the health.
That's what it's called. It's called
e-commerce. The health field.
It's
gonna be able to help doctors and nurses help take care of people. Because they'll have better ways and better technology to.
So understand. they should up the technology for them. For the common man, not everybody know what to do with technology, son. Not everybody should have access to that shit, bro.
Well, it's okay, though. You can't, not everybody could afford even an iPhone right now.
See, yeah, but so, I mean, niggas can afford an Android and they doing the same thing, if not better, than what an iPhone going. So an iPhone technically is useless. It's just for people to think that, okay, well, I'm better than you because I got I'm better than you because I got an iPhone. But what does your iPhone really do for you that my Samsung can't do for me? If not, I can do more things on this than you can do with yours. So what are we talking about here? You talking about money now. Now it's just a status.
Right. You really getting hold out.
You really getting, hell yeah, you the one, you the loser now. I can't help that.
If somebody was really about their iPhone, they would be able to dispute that fact with you.
No, they can't. They can't dispute that. You can't, though.
You can't.
You really can't. There is no dispute in the iPhone.
Know what.
You thought it at the beginning because...
I'm biased because I got two. I got that iPhone and I got the Samsung.
That's the thing, so you know.
But you know. You should know then. Yeah, you should know how this shit rides.
That's the thing is, I know.
But if you only got...
You know what I mean? I know both sides. I prefer my Samsung, so... You know
if your Samsung booted, you
but,
Gucci.
But say this, though. Say you come into the era of technology like us and... You find iPhone is the new coolest thing, and you will start rolling with iPhone. And every year from that iPhone come out, you just rolling with iPhone. You ain't fucking with Samsung.
Honestly, regardless. It's kind of like PS4.
Yeah, PlayStation and Xbox. I'm an Xbox nigga.
I was always, but the thing is, I was always.
We always played PS because that's what came out first.
Right, and the thing is, Apple came out
second.
When we were in high school, though.
Samsung came out first. Androids came out first.
But now the iPhone was the thing when we was
that was just
first
the
able
thing.
To because cell phones wasn't really booming.
Yeah, it wasn't. So
the
until
phones
high
like this were like the touch screens and shit.
Like
it was really
school.
Like Blackberries and
sidekicks,
flip phones,
and shit.
The razors.
Yeah,
I didn't have my first touch screen until I was in the military, like 2008.
Yo, on baby, till I was out of school.
2008,
bro.
Maybe.
Swear to God.
I had like the fucking Nokia, actual Bowman though, but
yeah, I remember your jaw. I remember that shit. I remember that. It was a big. It was kind of thick too.
That's a fire. I wish I could get it back. Yo, I get a fire ass sidekick right
Yo,
now.
Yo, baby, they bringing them back. They bringing them back.
Fire ass sidekick.
They bringing them because those are the touchscreens. Like those, I had a sidekick in high school. Mm-hmm. I mean, but that was your touchscreen back in the day.
I remember stealing the sidekick from my older brother. Like, I felt like I was the man.
Nah,
I
remember that. What was the
Nokia, the talk to him.
What was them shit?
The chirps. Nextel.
Nextel.
Yeah. Nigga, chirp. Them shit still popping, bro.
They got a Samsung sidekick. Hold
Yo,
on, people.
Oh baby, I'm telling you, them shits is popping back now. Niggas is they.
It's only 150.
Son, look at that shit, son. Retro as hell, bro. Need that.
4G by T-Mobile. Is that right?
Is that right? Yo, bruh, baby, I'm thinking about going to get me one, son.
I had
one of those ones.
Yeah, the 2008 Jody. Looking like a motherfucking Game Boy. Looking like a Game Boy then.
Yo, niggas is out there with the big pockets, nigga. Yo, what the fuck, bruh?
2008.
God damn, you knew niggas had a sidekick in their pocket, bruh.
Purple trying to have
Oh, man.
One. Mm.
Niggas need to bring back beepers. Page me, nigga.
Page
If it's that important, my nigga.
Oh, that nigga only want this. Get that nigga out of here.
Yo, yo, real talk, you know why pagers don't exist no more? Because they couldn't track them shits.
Oh, right.
What? They it's couldn't like, track them shits.
Radio signal. You can always track that.
Nah, bro. They couldn't track them shits. That's why they got them the fuck out of here. They got phones.
Nah, you know what? You're wrong because this cops came and got me. I mean, they didn't come and get me.
Not off no beeper, bro.
They did. Nah. My mom paged me one time off of a
signal. They give off a signal. They give off a signal.
And the lady that
we got what year was this?
From reported it. And the cops traced the last phone call. They traced the last phone call to page my phone. And found out where my mom lived at and showed up at my mom's house because she paged the stolen pager that I stole from somebody.
Oh.
They give off a signal, like a cell phone, go off a tower. Like, that's why you gotta have a number with it.
The phone company, you know what I mean? You call from a phone. You know what I mean? It's all traceable.
But that's why niggas when paging, they page nigga, niggas calling niggas on the trap phones, which was the phones outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's why niggas never
You can't call nobody off a pager.
You get a burner phone. So I mean, how they just going?
But not if
burner phone is they still gonna trace it, but it's gonna come back to a phone.
Nah, but if you go back to anybody. When there was pagers out, we didn't have no phones like this. Yeah. You had to call a nigga from the whatever weak ass phones, but. Back in, like I would say, in the 90s, you could get really lost on a bitch.
On baby.
It was no internet to Facebook niggas.
Yeah, that's a fact. You had AOL, but AOL.
Wasn't no cell phone. If a nigga wasn't home.
I used to work for AOL.
Nigga, you had AOL. That shit was.
If a nigga wasn't home, you couldn't get in touch with him.
No, that's all facts if you didn't have a nigga house number.
That's crazy.
All the way over, bruh. And niggas don't even, we don't realize that we came up in that era, us niggas in our generation.
Yeah, we got to see both. We
so stuck in these phones.
We got to see both, though.
We don't realize that we came up in an era we ain't have it, we ain't need that shit. And we still made shit happen. We still was a part of everything. Like,
but I wasn't an adult, though. That's why, I'm glad I got the technology now as an adult.
Even as an adult, we just got to learn shit. As kids, we were curious. As adults, we became more dependent on things.
Cause I started making beats at 12 years old.
You were curious, though. You had a curiosity to life.
Look at the older age, like the people that's like in
the computer.
You lose your curiosity once you get older, bro. I'm telling you, that shit becomes a cloud. Like, yo, fuck all that curiosity shit. I got to get on my shit.
Life happened. That's what happened.
See, but I'm saying, though, when you
But if you look at the people in their 50s or 60s who missed the whole... who are like brand new into the new technology that are stuck in the Stone Age, they don't really have a connect. But as far as us, we got that sweet spot we were old enough to see the old age and new enough to understand.
But how are we using that though? How are we using that? And we not using that.
Niggas making millions off the internet.
Not in the sense of what was the whole purpose of like having like phones like this to be able to have access to be able to call people at the drop of a dime, to be able to connect with somebody at the drop of a dime.
No, I think it's about being having all in one. I don't need a Walkman and a phone.
That came later on. I'm talking about when the cell phones were initially created, because we didn't have all those apps. You couldn't get no apps, none of that stuff. Mm-hmm. You just have cell phones, and cell phones was
about one
I can
game.
Be able to call you.
You got about a snake game.
And it's like, I can call you. That's it. Text you, maybe call you. That was it.
Right.
So it was more so for access at the drop of a dime. I'm able to call you in emergency. Okay. I'm able to do this. I'm able to do that. I can get to you, access you quicker than
because remember they had the big ass cell phones.
Yeah. They didn't have nothing on it. And yeah. Then it kind of evolved.
Yeah.
But then it's more so like we came in.
Car phone in his Cadillac, and everybody around the whole block thought he was the man.
Yeah, you was the man though. You was the man having a phone in your Cadillac. Like you was a man having a cell phone. You was a man having all that because we knew how much cell phones and all that shit cost.
Like a house phone.
It was rare.
It
was rare as shit though. So it's like we grew up in an era where we didn't need none of that shit. We still was around our friends. We still was around family. We still was making shit happen. We was going places, doing things. At what point did we feel like we needed the technology for us to do the same things that... And technically, we actually doing it wrong on the internet because...
It make it better.
I feel like it made it worse because the opinions of others now are different.
You've gotten
a lot of tough people now. When you see them face to face, it's different vibes.
It's a different curse.
Comes down to Apple people thinking they better than people with Samsung phone people.
Like it's all type of
curse because now it's I got all my memories and stuff saved up somewhere. If niggas I went to high school with that I ain't never seen, like whatever, I could meet up with, like you could find people, you can keep in touch with people, you can stay connected with people all over the world instead of just, you know, I only know the niggas around the corner because I'm the only niggas I could call or see, or you know what I mean? That's, you had your block and that's it.
But the block was, but the block was life though.
The block is pointless.
Nah, I'm saying in the block, I'm saying the block was life. The block, your friends around that block was life. When you, well, see, for me, I grew up different because I live right across the street from right. Flint Street Rec Center. So I was always around kids. I was always like having fun. I was always doing that stuff. So at what point, I didn't need no fucking phone. Everybody was going to the center, or everybody was going to the place.
But now, as I look at it, I need my kid to have a phone going up to Flint right now.
See,
because I need to be able to get in touch with you right now.
That's what shit.
Because we used to go out. When we was out, we was out.
Yeah, facts.
And that was it.
Facts.
Moms had to, they know what we, I don't know. I don't. We
you
was could, out.
You couldn't go a certain place and you knew that. You had to be home around a certain time and you knew that. Things were just understood back in the time
now
when we were younger.
Can, you know.
Now it's just like, man.
Where you at? Oh, no, you know what? FaceTime me so I can see where you at. Because
right.
You're not about to lie to me like we used to finesse. Now, no. FaceTime me so I can see where the fuck you at. You could just do it. I don't know. It's just, it's so much more we could do now. And there's so much ways we could make money off the phone, like, and different things you could do. Like, you don't, all you really need is your phone. The useless technology is a tablet. My tablet is useless. How about 3-4 tablets just sitting around?
Yeah, I have so many tablets. You know what I mean?
It's son, to
Bluetooth.
But you, if you don't
remember
have
the earpiece on the Bluetooth?
Nah, but them shits. Bluetooth now is actually coming back, bro.
With because headphones.
Yeah, they come. It's coming back now. Because
they
as
took
even,
away. You gotta have a Bluetooth for this.
Yeah.
If I don't have a Bluetooth, it's over.
Yeah, that's body.
It's over.
Body.
I can't listen to music. Can't do anything. It's over.
Yeah.
They tried.
Hey man, I've been saying fuck iPhone for years, and I'm gonna keep saying fuck iPhone. I'm not wasting no money, bro.
I fuck with my iPhone.
To be stuck,
though,
I'm a, you stuck though, bro. You stuck.
No,
first
I'm
not.
Not
you, nah, I'm saying that you stuck in the sense of you can only do.
Yeah.
You in a box.
You got a jailbreaker.
You. That's
but
the
when
only
you
way.
Jailbreak it, it's
you
better,
free.
It's better than a Samsung when it's jailbroken, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
You think?
It is. It's so much shit you can do. You can change. You can really customize everything.
I did that a long time ago with the iPhone 4. I jailbroken.
Yeah.
And I realized how the potential of the iPhone.
You can do anything in life, bro.
Jailbroken.
Anything in life.
Can't take that shit back though.
Oh baby,
you don't want to.
Nah, you're right.
But do you got to update it as much?
No, you don't update it. You can't update it.
Oh, it's fine.
You don't want to, though.
Stuck with it.
Fuck it.
After the jailbroken, I said.
You won. You beat the system, bro. Beat the system. But the only thing is you can't get it repaired. Well, you get it repaired, but.
His body don't any maintenance to it.
Yeah.
Well,
any inside.
iPhone repair people.
Yeah, they fuck with you.
Like, I can get this fixed for like $99. They'll put a new screen on here. Just this crack this shit, you know what I mean?
But my contract with Verizon ended, so I'm about to take me and my two phones and we about to go to goddamn somewhere better, somewhere cheaper.
That's
straight up somewhere. I got two good ass phones, I don't need to upgrade, I don't need to do anything.
Right.
Phones pay for it, we out of here. Fuck you, Verizon, suck my dick.
Right. Yo, okay, so there is a way that you can actually, so you can either just buy the phone outright or you can lease the phone.
My phone is bought outright. Right. I bought this phone like, you know what I mean?
No, I'm saying
right.
Because
well,
I never go with big box companies.
This is cheaper. My Samsung is $66.
Nah, but did you get it through Verizon? Like an actual company?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
paying it through
I
the company.
Through
that
Verizon.
Shit, that'd be $1,000 for the
right.
phone.
I paid for these. It took me 2 years to pay both these phones off.
I got the credit for that.
25.
They let you build credit on that, though.
Yeah,
that's how it used to work back in the day.
It's just you put $25. It's just like extra $25 on your phone bill.
Right.
That's how I used to work back in the day. Real talk.
Crazy. I got to stand by the whole phone out.
I wish they'd. I wish they'd go back to the way old ways of building credit. You gotta allow a person to get something in order for them to build something. You can't expect for a motherfucker to have some credit coming straight out when they ain't never had credit. So automatically, I got bad credit, no credit. It's the same thing.
They do start you off at a level, though. Like, okay.
They start you off at a level, but then they hack you, though. They hack you. Like, they're making it virtually impossible for you to actually obtain that shit. And then they repo your shit, whatever they gave you.
I think niggas just do it wrong. You don't start off getting some big shit.
Nah. You're not going to start off getting no big shit, but they going to rape you on interest. They going to rape you on all that. This is what
niggas used to do in the military. Like some dumbass things. We brand new in the military. We like PFCs, Lance Corporals. We getting like 1,000 every 2 weeks, pretty much. So when we got out of California, it's time to buy a whip. We got out of boot camp. We got out of the baby. You know, we free now. It's time to buy a whip. Maybe even get a house off base. We got to get rims. Got to get TV in the car. Got to get furniture. Got to get clothes. All this shit, right? So the town outside of San Diego, they know Carlsbad, right? They know that this is a military town, right? Mm-hmm. These niggas get paid every 2 weeks. On the dot, no exceptions, niggas getting paid every 2 weeks like clockwork. So they set up all the payment plans and systems around us getting paid every 2 weeks. They got all kind of payment plans and all kind of credit lines and things to get us hooked in, reel us in, right? So they know we some young niggas. We like 18, yeah, we young niggas. We ain't got no credit. Oh, they disguise that shit. Oh, build your credit here, build your credit here, build your credit here. We'll get you right. Pay this off over time. They'll hit you with a fucking 35% APR.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
But here's the thing too, though, bro.
You don't know better.
They also know that y'all have income coming in like a certain way, but they not going to do that for the average person.
But the average, I mean, a smart person will pay that off in advance before the interest rates kick in.
Ain't no way.
But we don't get paid enough for all that shit. What young niggas got 10 bands built up just at 18? And if I'm 18 with 10 bands,
I'm putting more on my shit. Word. You know what I mean? Can I extend that credit?
So once you got reeled in, that, you know, put 35% APR in a little fine print. You out there in San Diego by yourself, your moms ain't with you to overlook it. You don't got no family though. Hey, make sure you're doing the right things. You just out here and you see your sergeant or your corporals with these nice ass cars and you're like, shit, I gotta give me one too. Bless, I gotta give me a charger too. But okay, so you get your car, right? Your car payment, fuck around, ain't that $300 a month?
Yep.
Then your car insurance, $100, $120. You gotta put in gas. We in California, gas expensive. That's already $500 a month.
You gotta eat. You gotta rent.
Eat, gotta do all that extra shit.
I mean, including rent.
But as a PFC, Lance Corporal, we don't get paid that much. We get paid $700 to $900 every 2 weeks. And you gotta buy equipment for your uniform. You gotta fucking send money to your mom. You gotta do all. They get you crazy in the military, but that's crazy how it's a game, and they really soak you.
Yeah, that's easier there.
And they soak niggas with these cell phones.
It's easier there.
They soak niggas with these cell phones and these car payments.
Yeah, it's all a trap,
That's why I don't buy in.
I can't say it's a trap, because it's company business.
You gotta be able to just pay your shit straight up. Right.
You like, go to one of these crickets or what's the name?
Metro PCS.
Hell yeah. $40, $50 a month.
But the thing is, I'm already coming with my phone.
Do Metro PCS.
What kind of phone you got though? Is it like a good sense? The new one, the new sense?
It's a big joint. It's nothing. I don't know what it does exactly.
Now you can bring your joint over there.
See, I'm bringing my high and my phone, so I am bringing them over there. I'm lit. Because I don't be trusting them Metro PCS phones. They be having a knockoff. And all their phones be trash. That's why they be like, I'll give you three of these phones if you sign up. They're gonna give three.
No, they. No, I mean,
three
no,
the weakest phones
only thing
they got.
That I had an issue with is they forced me to sign up with the Amazon Prime joint, which is an extra like $9 a month. So once I had to do that for a month to get the deal.
Did you use Amazon Prime though?
Hell no. Nah.
You should have been.
I just learned.
Should have been soaking that up.
Shipping. Like, yeah. You see all of them boxes.
It's all free, right?
This is all free shipping. Yeah,
it didn't come like 2 days later.
Yeah.
I fuck with Amazon.
Amazon.
All right, but we're gonna take a break.
All right, so we got a special guest on the phone. He needs no introduction. He's an ultimate regular on the show. My guy Sheldon is in the building.
Yo.
Welcome.
What's good, family? What's good?
Yes, sir, nigga. We chilling.
How was your fourth?
It was good. Chilling for a little
one. I know you was lit out there with them fireworks down there.
Yeah, I was out here showing out a little bit.
Boy. I know it was beautiful as fuck down there. Oh, my God. Because it was hot as shit here.
Yeah, it was steaming out here.
All right, so I want to get into Zion first. What was your initial impressions of Zion last night? Did you watch the summer league game?
Yeah, I watched some of it. Yeah, he looked all right. He looked explosive. I mean, he looked like what he was gonna affect the game at the defensive end, and you know, get a lot of easy buckets. That's what his game is going to be for a while.
Did you just say defense? Did you just say he was playing defense?
He had some blocks.
He had a goal, Tim.
He was out there, though. Some effort. He gave some effort.
He ripped somebody clean and
yeah,
stuffed that
shit. That's when I turned the game off and tried to cancel the whole season before it even started. Dick Kevin knocks off the team right now.
But, yo, do he not look like he could have stayed in college for another year?
Both of them
fit
up. RJ?
He was looking scared. RJ looked like he was playing scared.
Chance for the whole season, bro. It's over.
But he didn't get the ball a lot.
15 and summer league, what's that
going
to
be during the season?
That's true.
But,
I'm sorry.
KD did start off with a bad shooting. I mean, I don't know. I ain't with it. I'm not feeling none of it.
And that boy.
The Knicks ruined the whole season.
Zion has no jumper.
Hello.
No jumper, bro.
How long do y'all think that can be? It's gonna take before that could get developed.
He got maybe serviceable, 3 years.
At least
3 years.
I give him a good year. 1 year.
No.
The way these niggas be playing, they gave Ben Simmons about 3-4 years. So who knows?
Ben Simmons has still not developed a jump shot.
If you don't come out,
but he know his trips. But being okay, I say this: there are two different players. One, Ben Simmons is more of the Sean Livingston type of point guard, where he's not necessarily looking for a shot.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Still got to develop it, though.
But, you got to understand that Zion is a scorer.
Nah, but Livingston can hit a mid-range at least, or pull up anything.
His best shot is the turnaround shot that he does when he puts his back to the
that
post.
That nigga Ben Simmons can't shoot for nothing.
He can do a hook shot. He got a hook shot.
That nigga tried.
His job is to play basketball.
But
learn every aspect of the game. Every aspect of the game.
But that's not for all players. They don't need to do that.
The Sixers just tried to extend this nigga with a max deal. I'm not giving you the max contract if you can't shoot, right? You can't even give me fucking 60% from the free throw line.
No, my nigga.
I don't know what it is about these new college niggas. They can't shoot at all. Like, not even a little bit. And Steph Curry, the new generation, brought all these niggas in shooting and started the whole shooting from wherever trend.
Right.
But these niggas can't shoot from the fucking free throw line, bro. It's crazy. So now, yo, Shells, I want to get you, how do you feel about the Kawhi, the whole, because I was shocked only because Chris Broussard said the Clippers were out. And then I was more shocked about the Paul George getting traded than the Kawhi signing with the Clippers. That came out of left field. Like, what the fuck, bro?
That's some different shit. The day before
Paul George Day,
you get traded. That's brand new. But I mean, Kawhi, the new LeBron in a way. Like when LeBron left with that decision when he first went to Miami, I mean, let's be truthful. Anybody in the NBA would take Kawhi right now. Like, I mean, you, but not, I wouldn't say he's so much the best player, but just.
Nah, you can say that. You can say that. He is the best player in the league, right?
I mean, with KD, obviously not playing.
Right.
KD hurt.
It's a clue. It's not.
I got to give him the most complete player right now. So
he was the big fish in free agency this year with KD going down.
So Paul George, I mean.
He said trade me right now.
it's more of a shot at Westbrook. Really don't want to play with him. But realistically, I mean. In today's NBA, niggas can go where they want. So Paul George requested a trade. He did what he wanted. I mean, it's funny that he went to LA, but he didn't go to the Lakers. Like, you know how they would have built that whole thing up a year ago.
He should have just signed with them niggas last year, bro. What are you doing? but this is my thing. We talked about the Westbrook aspect of it. But did you see the report where there was like Toronto, OKC tried to trade Westbrook and Paul George to Toronto? But Toronto, they want to get right. But if you don't get motherfucking Clint Capella 2.0 out of here, bro.
Yo, what? That was okay. You thinking that's disrespectful to PG and Westbrook?
To everyone involved in the
for Siakam? Hell no. Nah, you gotta feel good. They would rather trade if they're gonna get rid of me. They're gonna get two stars to get to equal to me. Bruh. If that's the case, I feel good.
I want to know who they plug is, because if whoever offered that, that's crazy like that. How did you even come up with that?
and all those picks as well. They was gonna give them some picks too.
Somebody maybe. You said Paul George and Russell for Pat.
Yeah, and Van Vliet.
Not never. That's never a good trade. Never.
Okay, so you want to get that both the niggas out of here, like bro. A
pistol, ain't it?
I mean, Russ might as well go
to the Knicks. Go to the Knicks.
Is shooting like a pistol water over there.
It's so much stars in LA right now.
Oh
it's
my God. Sick. But I mean, LA has always been star studded.
In California, period. With the Warriors and the Kings, there's so many stars in California right now.
Yeah. All your top 10, your top 10 players in the league.
Outside of KD.
They're pretty. No, even with KD. No, because KD over in the Knicks.
Okay.
And Harden.
Yeah.
Everybody else.
No, pretty much. Everybody else is in California, which is crazy. But here's the thing. How about this? With Paul George and Kawhi going to the Clippers, what do you think is the better team right now? The Lakers? Adding DeMarcus Cousins and Danny Green and all of them. Or to who?
The Clippers?
With the bold takes. It is what it is.
The Clippers? I could see the Lakers losing in the second round.
I can't.
We just watched Golden State run the league, and niggas wanted to tell me this whole three-star thing. When LeBron ran the league, he had three stars.
It take 2 years. It take at least 2 years.
He had a.
Not even just 2 years.
He had a trash D Wade.
Because my thing is, Kawhi, okay, cool. But Kawhi also was added. You can't take away from the fact of a 60-win team. Take away DeMar, take away Valanciunas, add Gasol, add Kawhi. That still was a 61 team.
Yo, that's one thing nobody talked about.
They were only a regular season team.
I got to give Kawhi credit in the same breath. Hold on now. Toronto was already nice in the East.
Listen, I'm going to say this. When we talking? Like, because in the LeBron era, them niggas may have always – they'd be better than him maybe.
But people –
But they'd be regular season teams. That's like Peyton Manning in the
people
fucking
tried to make
football.
People tried to make it seem like the Spurs sent that nigga to Siberia. That wasn't Siberia, bro. They was the number one seed.
And they got swept by LeBron in that last this effort.
Every year.
But that's only like how LeBron kept getting spanked by Golden State in the finals. Like, you just run into that team or, like, you can't do nothing with them. But now – there's not that team this year. There's not one team where they're dominant as fuck, where like, it's okay.
Yeah, everything is wide the fuck open now. Because
here's my thing now with the take away the Clippers. What is LeBron is proven, but unfortunately, the Lakers have 35-year-old LeBron. Unfortunately.
29-point average in LeBron, too.
That's just what it is. So he had his first major injury last year. After watching my favorite player have his first major injury, it was nothing but injuries every year after that. So maybe LeBron's different, but time will tell. What is Anthony Davis proving? As nice as he is when he puts up his regular season stats, that nigga gets injured every game. If you literally watch the Pelicans game, he was getting injured every game.
You want to know why?
But he had a high usage.
Was trash.
He had a high usage.
Yeah, he knew they was trash, and they was running him into the ground.
Like, look at his shoulder, twist his ankle, jam his
finger. If he didn't put up 31-10, it's over for the Pelicans.
So my thing is, nice complimentary pieces. Boogie another year removed. Unfortunately, Rondo, I mean, what age Rondo is we getting? Like, Rondo's, his best days behind him.
Nah, I think Rondo getting better. He developing a three-point jumper.
He's developing a three-point jumper.
Won
a title in 08.
But still. He can start. He started shooting.
You can't just back off.
He had knocked on that three now, and he proved it.
Rondo ain't do shit last year.
When he wasn't injured.
Now he had to step down because they really tried to.
Punch in his, last time we saw Rondo, he was getting punched in his face.
He was.
Damn.
But yo, last year was getting punched in his mouth.
That's why I think the Clippers are better than the Lakers right now, because you got.
So the Clippers might be better and younger, been the same breath past Paul. Last time we saw Paul George,
Beverly. You got Pat Beverly, Lou Williams. You got PG. Oh wait, yo, Shells. Just what we was asking, because Q asked this question before. Mm-hmm. Kawhi and PG play the same position. What
the fuck y'all gonna do with that?
PG gonna play two.
Okay.
No, or the three, because you got to think about it. Who gonna play the three?
Wait, do it matter really though? And it's, everyone's
so who gonna play the four?
Harold.
So who gonna play the five?
Zubac.
He's not a starter, and nor does he play heavy minutes.
He got to.
They just re-signed him for $28 million, so they about to start playing him some heavy
minutes. Okay, they play that. They get some heavy minutes. He's gonna become a liability, bro.
That was one big.
You asked me who this
guy. I know, but I'm just saying. I'm saying in the sense of for them.
This is the same thing that I was saying when you just asked me how far they going. Second round. My point exactly.
But who?
These are still the niggas that got half faith in.
So
Pat Beverly, he an animal, bro.
Before we call, we kind of ranked the teams in the West, and this is how we kind of had the broad thing. I had Clippers, Lakers, Nuggets, maybe Portland.
In between Portland and Warriors.
Maybe the Portland.
Portland and Warriors.
I don't know if I want to put the Warriors over Portland or not. I'm stuck between those. So
kind of. Right now, to me, is more proven than any of those LA teams, and they just added Whiteside.
Yeah, how do you feel about the Whiteside?
Man, I ain't feeling. Man, Portland can kiss my ass. So can't get to the second round, bitch ass niggas.
They got to the conference finals.
But yo, listen.
They got to the conference finals.
They got lucky. They got lucky.
They beat Denver.
They got lucky. Denver was supposed to win, bro.
They beat OKC. OKC was fired.
I didn't give a fuck about OKC. We knew that was going to happen, bro.
Nah.
Hell yeah, we knew that was going to happen.
McCollum straight went into cook mode in Denver. He cooked all of them.
And it was not Dame Lillard. Dame Lillard did not show up the second round.
But they still got the same team, and they added Whiteside.
Then again, I like what Portland got going on.
Well,
then I see the Rockets, the only team really falling back. And out of the big contenders, what did the Rockets do?
Man.
Besides soak up Chris Paul, big ass contract.
What about Utah?
Utah got Mike Conley.
I'm saying it's some teams, bro. Niggas is sleeping. What about Sacramento? Sacramento got a couple of pieces this year too. They're gonna be like at least
seven or
nine or eight. Somewhere up here.
That's where they've been though.
Nah, they've been. They was trash last year.
I fuck with Utah though. I like what they got going on.
I'm just saying, there's some other teams out here, and the West is gonna be that shit gonna be crazy.
So this is one team I do want to put on the clock. Now that the shit's all wide open, it's a few niggas that we gotta put on the clock because there are no more excuses. James Harden. Dame Lillard and them niggas?
Nah, James Harden. He got a reason to complain. It's too much fire. It's too much shit over in the West right now. It ain't never been this thick.
What?
James Harden gonna complain. He got a reason to complain.
He gotta get out of
here. We don't make no excuses.
That's James Harden. We talking James Harden though.
How many
James
we gave bitch. Him an excuse for Golden State? Like, yo, okay, you niggas kept running Golden State, okay.
Nah, but they gonna run into everybody.
Yeah, that's when I was done with them.
But
that's
but they got like five more now solid teams that they're gonna have to really run into now. And these niggas is playing these niggas every day, bro.
No. James Harden, bitch ass, got a hoop.
He got a hoop, but he gonna have a reason to complain because there's so much shit over there.
Now, looking at the East, how do we see the
That's
East?
Where I want to go.
Because I think the Sixers might be the best team.
I said Boston.
I don't like what the fucking Bucks did.
Boston going to be terrible.
Yeah. What?
Oh, okay.
How you going to get a smaller version of Kyrie?
Because Kemba's more solid.
Kemba going to play, though.
Kemba more
Kyrie,
solid.
Kyrie always hurt.
Kyrie was trash. He, bruh.
Kemba going to play like he didn't just hoop for 7 years and went to the playoffs maybe once. What that mean?
Look at his team. He was on the Charlotte Bobcats.
So you're going to tell me that.
They next best player was fucking Quincy Pindexter, bruh.
Kemba had the worst owner in the NBA.
And he had the worst team, bro.
Kemba fired, but Kyrie
you
just.
See Kemba spotting up off that? Like, all these ISO.
Kemba got.
ISO
he bought the work. Watch.
ISO motion players. Like, Jason Tatum needs the ball.
He bought the work. Watch.
These are all pick and roll players.
Yo, Jason Tatum on the clock. I want to see what Jason Tatum got. Because he had a great first year, and now he had that sophomore slump. I like that nigga game.
So did Jaylen Brown.
And the fucking Celtics fans was crowning them niggas like the next best thing. So, I think they may have to turn back because of Kyrie and all that shit, but I still think
they got a chance. I still think that they got the same chance as they were with Kyrie.
One team I'm disappointed is the Bucks. They didn't do anything to surround Giannis but sign Chris Middleton to a stupid ass contract.
For real. They ain't do shit.
I wanted them
to try to get some pieces around Giannis.
Now, what if they try to go get Russell Westbrook?
No, that still
ain't
gonna
work. You think they're Giannis?
Nah. He will. He'll fuck my son up. Giannis will be like, get this nigga out of here. Get this nigga out of here, please.
Who man is this?
Nigga, fuck this nigga. Nah.
Russ
should go somewhere where, like, he should go play with Pop.
Go to the Knicks.
Russ should go play with Pop. You want to know why? Because he needs a coach to actually buckle his ass down. He needs somebody. Because is Scott still there? No, nah. Who is a coach?
Billy Donovan.
Man, he be running all over this nigga. Man, nigga, I'll beat your ass, boy. Pop got niggas respect Pop. And Pop, what he say goes.
But
like, sit your ass out this whole season if you fucking around.
You got to give up that bread. You saw what the fucking Clippers gave up. They don't got no picks for the next 5 years.
OKC was willing to give up him and PG for Pascal Siakam.
And a million picks. Them niggas got their picks till like 2027.
Here's the thing with San Antonio. They got money. How many times do they really go after trades? How many times do they go after free agents? I went after
the Spurs. Westbrook. I wanted to see them step up too.
Cause they didn't move.
No. They just got DeMar.
Deontay Murray coming back
though. Okay.
But still,
what
though,
about Denver? Denver
didn't need. They had just got people. Mind you, maybe third year. Yeah, they already had their young team come in.
I want to see Bradley Beal and Kevin Love go to somebody else. I want to see them get traded.
I forgot
for
Kevin
it.
Love was still in the league, bro.
If I'm the Knicks and I'm going to make a last ditch effort to save anything in life, I'm trading for Russell Westbrook and Kevin Love, and I'm about to go.
Yo, How do we feel about getting this nigga Carmelo back in the fucking league, bro?
With the Lakers. Signing with the Lakers right now.
He got other shit going on. He knew about his life.
He on the boat fucking business.
He in the court. That's the problem.
That nigga need a contract though, bro. he can help somebody team right now. Now with the league being so wide open, he can come in and do something. He need it for his career,
that's
bro.
My nigga.
He need a championship for his career. If he go out like this, that's gonna be sad, my nigga. Cause niggas gonna really forget about Carmelo. All
right. Yo, did you see how you felt about all this shit with the Little Mermaid casting old girl?
I posted a picture of that old ass pic when Brad Pitt was Bob Marley. Like, how the fuck y'all got the nerve to get mad? Y'all just.
This nigga Tom Cruise, The Last Samurai. Right. This nigga's mad.
Word, bro.
I would never care that y'all, that whoever's mad, I ain't gonna say, no names, but whoever might be mad, they can kick rocks.
So what's the story?
Pretty much, they're doing a live movie of The Little Mermaid. And you know how Little Mermaid, they got the, it's a white girl with red hair.
Yeah.
Ariel.
But they casted,
black girl.
What's her name, Haley?
Zidane.
Right.
It's a black girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a black girl.
Cool.
Yeah, like, everybody, they all mad.
Oh, so now they want to get mad because
saying they're going and
the niggas playing the white role. Oh, but y'all niggas go blackface. Y'all remember Tropic Thunder?
Oh, hell yeah. That shit was crazy.
That is a black face.
I can't believe
it. I mean, these niggas that been doing this shit forever, though, bro. Like, y'all been playing black roles forever. Like, look at Prince of Egypt. Look at anything Cleopatra, that's made in them times. King, like, bro, really, them niggas was black. Like, what are y'all talking about? And they put all of them as white characters. So now y'all want to be fucking mad because, man, y'all better kiss my ass, bro.
That's some bullshit.
Fuck that. That is some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
Yo, my only thing, though, if I want to be funny, I don't know what kind of black woman going to get like her. And that black bitch about to get her hair all fucking wet.
She going to have a damn wig on. They going to put her, they going to get a hair net. Then they going to put a wig on a hair net.
Hell yeah.
Nigga, on some other shit. Like, but I don't know no white, I don't know black girls that can swim like that, to be honest. I just don't.
True.
And then you gonna have this a girl underwater? Cause I mean, if it's live, it gotta be in some underwater.
But
shit.
My thing is, yo, we spent Disney went like 60 years before making a black princess or a black star of a movie. So
what you mean? Hold on, whoa.
The first black star princess of a movie was like the Princess and the Frog.
Yeah.
Oh girl, the rest of them shits all been white.
But you know that.
They did the Pocahontas before they did the black.
I can't. My kids be watching this shit. Oh my god! I'm now that this shit come up. Now I'm like, damn.
But was it a Disney?
It's about some Disney shit. Yeah, it's some weird shit. I don't know.
So this all ties into now. Did y'all see the shit with the Colin Kaepernick? How he told Nike, "You're not releasing that shoe."
Right.
The Betsy DeVos flag.
Yeah, Betsy Ross flag.
What is it? A Confederate flag or some shit?
I'm about to show you. It's the flag with the 13
colonies.
Yeah, and that represented the time where we were enslaved. And Colin Kaepernick was like, "Yo, I don't want y'all to release that shit because
that's a contradiction.
That flag is part of the white supremacist heritage. Like, you know what I mean? Like the Nazi flag, white supremacy.
Yeah.
That flag to represent white power.
That's the flag. That's the show.
Yeah, you know I mean."
And that,
so that's why Colin Kaepernick was like,
So now the white, they are mad, like, yo, like, whatever. And like, my thing is, y'all was already boycotting Nike a year ago, so why y'all worried about what the fuck Nike got going on?
Hold on, niggas is boycotting. Boy, you know niggas don't boycott shit.
White people
weren't boycotting shit either.
They're boycotting.
There was, Nike shit went all the way up, bro. They have.
I know, I doubled down on Nike with the Colin Kaepernick. I bought two
niggas. Everybody was buying our shit. But I'm going to say this.
Even though I knew it was a money grab, but fuck it.
Niggas ain't never boycotting shit.
Niggas bit off Gucci for a minute.
No, they was not. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You some clowns.
If any nigga pay any amount of money for some Gucci, ain't nobody going to tell you can't wear your fucking Gucci. I'm sorry. It's not happening. Oh, nigga, Floyd Mayweather got all the money in the world, was still wearing his Gucci.
Yeah, but Floyd
fuck you going to tell him? Yeah. But I'm just saying, niggas is out here doing shit like that. Niggas ain't boycotting shit.
Yeah. You right.
What was the last mass boycott the black people did?
That's what I'm saying. It's been the
I think we should boycott Black Friday. We need to boycott Black Friday.
Man, niggas was out here buying them. Niggas had those coats, bro. Niggas had the coats. So nah, real talk.
If we control a lot of the market, our money.
That's what I'm saying, we do.
So if that's the case, how the fuck are we boycotting it if the shit's selling?
Who are we we're not boycotting nobody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about, we don't boycott Nike though.
Nah, they ain't boycott Nike. They love Nike. Nike will never be Nike. As long as they make dad shoes, bro, Nike will ever be. They'd forever be, bro.
Oh yeah. I mean, because
let's be honest, we can't if we only buy specific Nikes.
Yeah, because I don't buy anything.
Who the fuck? We only buy some Air Maxes. We buy Uptowns.
Prestos.
Some Zoom. But we buy just specific sneakers. Yeah. Everybody not buying out here buying the, like, nah, bro, it's a specific shoe. So,
and they're really a lot of customs.
Bro, really, so quick. No, it's, yeah, it's not like really.
Generalizing.
I'm keeping it 100.
I'm still buying some
when
Nike.
When a nigga walk into a Nike store, it's only maybe 3 or 4 Nike shoes that they're looking at. They're not looking at all the Nike shoes like how the white people look at Nike shoes.
I'm not about to go buy no running shoes for the hell of it.
Come on, son. That's not going down. Unless you're a runner, you're not going to look in that section. White people will wear those shoes just to wear them.
There's a lot of black runners out there.
So they know, I'm a runner, but Nike, bro. They, man, fuck out.
I'll be having to run in some fly shit.
Come on, man.
That shit's crazy. It's like, I don't know. They just want us to fucking live in what we supposed to, our history. Like, I feel like all that shit fucked a whole generation up. Like, the whole last 2 generations are fucked up from the laws that were made and slavery and all that shit and prohibition, all that stupid shit. Like, I don't know. What y'all think about the fucking the presidential parade shit? Just how we fucking did the army shit and all that?
Hell nah.
I ain't see that.
But hell nah, I ain't see that. Was this Trump?
Yeah, in the 4th. Yeah, like a military show.
I heard there was a clown on his bald head.
Oh man. I ain't see none of this shit. I don't watch shit Trump, bro.
Hell no.
I don't watch shit Trump because I can't take that nigga, bro. Like,
he about to win again because
nobody. Shit, he ain't winning shit.
I watched the Democratic debate last week.
Was you impressed by anybody?
Kamala Harris, she was at that nigga Joe Biden neck. Yeah. The one nigga, Andrew Yang, everybody, I need y'all to look this nigga up. That nigga is on to some shit.
He on to some shit?
That nigga like, yo, I'ma legalize weed, first of all. Second of all, every American over 18 shit. Gets $1,000 a month.
Oh yeah, I heard about him.
Every American over 18 gets $1,000 a month. No tax, free to do whatever the fuck you want.
Wow. Yeah.
So you got
your money. Okay, can I be real with y'all for a second? Do you know that money is already ours?
Yeah.
I understand that.
No, I'm dead.
What's your
straw man. It's about your straw man. If y'all ever got time, look that shit up. Your
like
look
up security. Straw man.
Yeah. Our social security numbers are our credit line.
Mm.
And we done had this credit line ever since we was babies.
I tried to do that shit before. It ain't never worked, though.
Yeah, that's because they don't. They figured that they kind of.
Yeah, like, how that nigga that
they ain't,
shit?
They ain't about to let. Man, shit. Yo, you, they ain't letting niggas. Yo, you got to be on some white people shit in order to kind of, like, become, what's the word for that shit? Emancipated or something? Not emancipated. Whatever that shit is. Like, because they, man, Nick, what? They ain't letting us. Man, hell nah, bro.
Yeah.
You too smart like that, they going to try to get rid of your ass.
That's true.
You know too much. If you let anybody else know about this, nigga, be offing you.
All right, so yeah, we're going to take a break. Then we'll be back.
People. Right.
Yeah. Yo. All right, so we back. Definitely want to give another shout out to everybody who's been listening. We on the road to 500.
All the love and support. We almost appreciate there. That, man. We appreciate that.
Hope everybody had a good holiday. And we more than the second way half of the year, so it's grind time for people.
Yeah.
All that shit people was talking in the beginning of the year, trying to start seeing some results.
Mm-hmm. Summer almost over.
Yeah, we almost halfway into the summer. So it's shining time right now, so.
Facts.
You know? Shout out to Anchor.
Shout out to Anchor, man.
If you like what you heard, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
You can find us on Anchor, Breaker, Stitcher, Radio Public, or wherever you find your podcasts.
You can interact with us at Slim & Q Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Holla at Geronimo Beats.
Tweet us on what?
Tweet is at the Slim & Q Podcast as well.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Geronimo Beats.
Yo, yo.
What's the t-shirt plug?
Just at Geronimo Beats on all social media.
Okay, okay.
At Geronimo Beats.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll be back next week. That might be it for the sports, though.
Yeah.
Might be it for the sports. I know we got the dispensaries coming up.
We got some good content coming. Yeah. Just know that, people. We got some good content coming.
That was pretty much it for sports, people. That was a good season.
Yep. It's about to start over. But.
So, yeah. We'll holla at you.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
How do I?